Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
They've got something new now. It's called the Press Box.
You're back in the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, you heard the man. One in the books, two to go. Second hour of the show right now. It is the Press Box on ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5 FM. As they did a little switcheroo this morning, threw everybody for a loop. The blitz was the bench. The bench later on today is the blitz. So that means Lance, Dell, and John. If John is...
I believe it's just Lance and Dell. It's Lance and Dell.
Since the, you know we all play by the Granado rules, like the Jordan rules, just like the golf tournament. So Granado had a golf tournament. So they did the whole switcheroo for Johnny Poo.
Are you serious?
John says, I don't know. Even though it's raining, I don't know how you can golf in a monsoon. I don't know. I might be drunk by then.
So you're telling me this entire switch that happened was all because of John Granado wanting to play golf? Is that really the case?
That's what I hear. That's what I hear.
Some unacceptable behavior, in my opinion. But you know, he likes golf and Coors Light. You know that.
He was talking about it yesterday on the air with Lance and saying, well, you know, if there is rain, I guess I could, but I might be drinking. So therefore, well, maybe I'd be okay by 4 o'clock. What?
That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
That's fantastic.
Everybody plans their schedule around the Granado rules. Who doesn't?
If it's anybody that can do it, it's John Granado, damn it.
I guess so. If you missed it, and most people did, not only did the Rockets win last night against a top-tiered Eastern Conference team like the Milwaukee Bucks, albeit Giannis Antetokounmpo sprained his ankle in the first minute of the game, Kevin Porter Jr. went for a 50-piece. 50 points, 11 assists. I mean, youngest player, I believe, to do both in a game at 20.
Correct.
That's pretty strong.
That is pretty strong. That's something he can hold dear to him. I mean,
got a lot of his buckets too, Nick, against Drew Holiday, who's one of the better defenders in the league.
And some of them had some high degree of difficulty, yep, and he still was able to pull it off. So, look, like I said in the first hour, I want this to be a consistent thing. I still want them to lose. I would prefer that they don't win another game for the rest of the season, but I like some consistency. It's nice to be able to see good games right now. This is the best part of being a Rockets fan, because there's really not that much to be excited for. When Christian Wood and KPJ can have a good game and still lose, it's kind of a win right now. So if they can have a good game and lose, it's all good. If they don't go on a winning streak, that's all I'm happy for, because I believe they can actually probably win one game and still have the worst record. I don't think it'll be a situation where if they win another game, it's like, oh my God, it's the end of the world. Now, if they go on a winning streak where it's like 3 or 4 games, then yeah, that's different. But I think even if they win another game, I think they can still have one of the worst record in the NBA and still have a chance for that pick that they won. So, and there's a lot of good teams that they're playing up on their schedule, so it's not like they have a high chance of winning those games anyway. They're probably going to be the underdog in most of those games.
No, they need to lose the rest of their games. Let's just be honest. They just need to give them the best chance on the planet of keeping their pick. Because they're not going anywhere, Nick. They're out of the playoffs. So who cares? Wins right now are, you're right, and you and I have talked about this over and over again. Put up a good show for 3.5 quarters. Get your young players that are going to be on the roster for the next couple of years, like you mentioned. Wood, Kevin Porter Jr., get some good run for KJ Martin and Jayshon Tate, and lose. Find a way to lose late. Play well early. Give people hope. Fold up your tents and go home before you get a win. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's... And look, I don't know if they go in there with that mentality every day, Joel.
No, I'm not saying that they have to, but I'm saying, is that so much to ask? Figure out the program, people. You don't have to have someone tell you this. You get your minutes, you get your run. If you're John Wall, but you're not because you're out now. But the guys that need to, from a veteran perspective, get what you need to get yours, and then get out. Get out with a loss, because that's what you need to do right now.
I mean, for the betterment of the franchise. For the most part, that's basically what they've been doing, bro.
Like, but they didn't do it last night against a really good team, which no one would have faulted you or said you're tanking if you'd have lost and lost by a large margin to the Milwaukee Bucks. Right?
I don't think this one win is that big of a deal. They're one of the worst teams in the league with one of the worst record. Like, it's they're probably going to lose the remainder of these games.
They better.
I mean, it's not that big of a deal to get this win. I don't really think it's that big of a deal. I really don't, because I think they're just that bad of a team. Look at that schedule. They're gonna get their asses whipped in most of those games.
They padded their stats well enough to where they still have a little wiggle room before they start wiggling out of the worst record in the league. But I need them to stay firmly in that position. So I'm fine. I'm not saying it's a massive deal that they won last night. I think it's a great deal. As you know, I've been hyper-protective of Scoots, of KPJ.
Scoots.
Because I believe in the kid, and I believe in he's going to be a part of the future. But I saw all I needed to see out of Scoots, too. Now I just need them to show the whole world for 3.5 quarters you can be competitive, and then show everybody that you know how to do what you're supposed to do, too, for the betterment of the franchise.
They know that's the goal. They know they need that pick. They're not that stupid. You know what I mean? They know they need that pick. I mean, they're not stupid enough to the point where they don't know they need that pick. Well, I know you would argue differently, but
I mean,
it's hard for me to sit there and blow criticize them over a win when they're literally on track to have the worst record. Like, it's just I don't know. I mean, I don't know what else to say about it.
I get they can't be stupid if they can teach you a second language, because that's what Rosetta Stone does. But I'm just saying. All right. So that was your basketball update.
By the way, did you see that? Before we get to the Astros, I want to throw this story at you. This Fox, this news anchor in Las Vegas.
You saw that, did you? Yes.
And her name is, for those of you.
I put it on the rundown, so I saw it.
Feven K, I guess, is the way she pronounces it. That's her broadcast name. She does have another name that's like her legal name, but she works for Fox 5 in Las Vegas. And apparently she was found in her car, intoxicated and naked. Mm-hmm. So
Wouldn't you be so lucky as to be the arresting officer, Nick?
Which makes you wonder how do you approach that as a police officer? You see a really hot news anchor, naked, drunk, in her car, parked in the parking lot. When she opens the door, she doesn't remember where she's at, how she got there, and she's clearly smells like alcohol. Now, good for her. She didn't lose a job. She actually was off for a while. Then she made a statement, and it was all good.
I think they suspended her for a week or so, and then she came out with an on-air apology as well. Now, you gave me a hard time for saying Gutenkunst. I'd like you to say her last name a couple of times.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, you take your best shot at this, Hammer and Hank. Swing for the fence now.
Kiflagurius? Feven Kiflagurius?
I'm going to say
Kiflagurius? Kiflagurius?
I'm going to say Kiflagurius.
I don't know how to pronounce that damn name. I'm going to put it in the chat.
Whatever, however you say it, you're not going to be disappointed if you Google it.
I'm putting it in the chat. Someone spell it phonetically for me in the chat.
All right. Whatever her, like you said, it's not her stage name. It's her TV name. Feven K. If you're the arresting officer,
I mean,
I'm not going to say you're disappointed as opposed to what it could have been. But at the same time, kudos to her for saving face. But you got some splaining to do, because no matter how much you apologize in general terms, you know what you do for a living. You know that you are going to be, whether rightly or wrongly, scrutinized for whatever you do. The last thing you should be doing is getting liquored up, passing out, and being butt naked in your car.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea, particularly, you know how they are on TV, even though 80% of TV people are really not that professional, but they act like they're squeaky clean on the air. I never understood that, but that's just the way the TV world works. But if you look at her Instagram, Feven K News, you'll, I feel like she uses a lot of makeup, but she's pretty.
Oh, you're going to play that card, are you?
She does use a lot of makeup, and there's one with a yellow dress where she looks really pretty. And
So you're looking in depth.
I'm looking at her Instagram.
Yeah. You're going deep into the pictures, huh?
So you're telling me
you're kicking her out of the car naked for eating crackers?
No, I'm not. I didn't say anything like that.
Well, you're being kind of critical.
I'm just saying she uses a lot of makeup.
All I'm saying, being married to a TV woman is, who over the top, as we all know, over the top is precautious about, because she values what she does. If you are on TV in the town in which you work, I'm pretty sure you should be taking the necessary precautions so that you don't pass out naked in your car and then get found.
I'm totally going to judge her by her Instagram, but she looks like she's so professional when she's at the studio, and she's an absolute party animal when she's not. That's what she looks like. Which, look, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. That's not illegal.
No, we've seen that happen before in this and other markets.
Fevin K News. Check it out. Instagram. I just thought that was interesting. You're a news anchor. You get found in the car, naked, drunk, don't know how you got there. Not a good look.
No.
But a good story to talk about.
It is a great story to talk about, and now everybody's going to be searching Fevin K.
It's going to be like an influx right now.
But
she's going to go from 25,000 followers to 26,000 followers by the time we're done talking about her.
I mean, like I said, it could be a lot worse.
You know what? But I'm surprised they didn't fire. Like, you don't think any of the local stations here would have fired the anchor if that happened here?
That's what I thought. Absolutely. I think works in her favor? The town she works.
Vegas.
It's Vegas.
Maybe that's different.
Yeah.
Maybe that helps.
I think that you get a little bit more leeway because it's Vegas, baby.
And I thought the same thing. I was like, maybe she doesn't get fired because she works in Las Vegas. Apparently, this happened like a month or two ago, so it's not like it just for whatever reason. I guess it came out now.
Let me also
it's a
say
public
this.
Record too. So
let me also say other factors. Is she popular? Are the ratings good? Because stations are going to be a little bit more forgiving if you are popular and you've got a massive following within your town, and your ratings are good for the shows that you do. I would think that there are. Or stations that go, we value, because that's what their money is. Their money is ratings and sales. So if their ratings are good, it's easier to go to sponsors. If the sponsors are buying, and she's got a big, massive social media following, as you mentioned, and other ways that people are supportive of her too, they're not going to be quick to cut the cord on that.
That I believe you 100%. I can see that happening, but she's still there, so good for her. And she has an okay following. I mean, 25,000 is a solid following.
Pretty good numbers.
And I don't know the TV ratings in Vegas. I don't know if it's the Fox affiliate that's kicking ass, or the CBS affiliate that's kicking ass, or the NBC affiliate. She works for the Fox affiliate. So originally from East Africa, but grew up in California. Anchor and reporter, Fevin K.
I just wonder what her lifetime aspirations are in her career of choice.
I don't know. You never know. I mean, she's pretty successful right now.
You want to get out of Vegas? Probably not a good look. You want to get into other industries?
Oh, you're talking about that.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying in case.
You want her to get into porn.
Bro, no, I'm not.
That's basically what you just said.
She could be a, what is it, friends only? She could have a friends only account.
Oh, fans only.
Fans only account. Oh, yeah. She could be Holly Saunders. She could go the national route and get big for a while and then realize, hey, the whole social media and website and scantily clad pictures route is worth a whole lot more money, because I've seen Holly Saunders do interviews recently where she said, yeah, I was on national networks for sports, and then I found out I could make a killing and make way more money being an Instagram and social media model.
Hey, look, you don't know that she's not working on that already. Maybe she's trying. She just hasn't had her break yet. You never know.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, but you don't want to kibosh it.
How do you think Deshaun Watson would approach a woman like that?
With a massage?
Too soon?
A towel and some oil and a table?
Ouch.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, there's
probably. I mean, it's possible.
More than possible, based on the 40 to 100.
Does that seem like that's right up his alley?
You said that, not me. We got to get to the break. We'll come back with a whole lot more. It's the Press Box. Well, I know you are. Press Box, ESPN.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, we've got lots of discussions going on based on our last story and the fact that I said during the break that one of the things that annoys the hell out of me right now is the fact that the females that are adding the eyelashes, the fake eyelashes, and it's not like any guy is dumb enough and shallow enough to not notice and go, those aren't yours, right? No, right. Because they already do that with other things. But there's no way that it's a make or break with a dude, the eyelashes or the hair extension. Now, other artificial enhancements, guys notice in a heartbeat, and they pay close attention to. But like you said, because Q said on Twitch, clown lips are awful, and lip injections are way worse and permanent than eyelashes. I'm not disagreeing that the lip thing is kind of a...
Clown lips are awful? What's wrong with clown lips?
Bro, here, first of all, a lot of these females that are getting the lip injections aren't going to a trained professional either. And suddenly, they got just this massive set of lips, then you're going, what? What is that?
I'm not mad at the lip injections.
That's a thing for you?
I mean, I don't. It's not like if you don't have the lip injections, it's like, done deal, not dating you. But I'm just saying, I mean, I'm not mad.
But like, you look at that. Like, if you're you're a single dude. So you're looking at a female. You're telling, I understand. I don't think it's the first thing you're looking at or the second thing you're looking at. But I understand if your trigger gets tripped a little bit if you see the right set of lips. Right?
Maybe, possibly.
Okay, and like I said, just like Deshaun's got massages, everybody's got their thing. But I'm telling you, I don't think there's a dude out there that either goes, yay or nay, I'm going to pursue that female because she's got 6-inch lashes.
When I woke up one time, she left her fake eyelash in the bed.
Oh, no.
So I realized after she left, she had one eyelash on.
No.
And one eyelash off. She was probably looking for her eyelash in the car on the way home. And it just wasn't, it was very disgusting, I felt like. I didn't want to see an eyelash again. And I never looked at fake eyelashes the same ever since I woke up and saw that eyelash. It's disgusting. And apparently they use glue, like this weird adhesive. Like, I'm not mad if you wear the eyelashes. Well, can't you get like fake eyelashes, but don't be so like.
That's
like
what I'm saying. Like, they don't have to be so egregious.
Right.
So
like, you can still get them.
Right. It's like hair extensions. It's okay if maybe you have shorter hair and you want to go shoulder length or a little bit. But all of a sudden, and it's like, again, we're not stupid. Say you work with a chick or you work in the same area. Okay, let's just go back to high school or college. We're working in the mall. And you and I are working at the Foot Locker. But we know that the chick that's working at the Limited is pretty hot. But we notice one day she's got hair right below her ear. We notice the next day, she's got hair down to her ass. No one ever says, well, that's a real look.
I'm with you. You could have, just like what it was, a Cat Williams that said this, you could have pink toenails and purple toenails. You can have a mixed match of colors on your... I probably wouldn't care. There's other things I feel like dudes look at.
Exactly. Why waste the time and money on hair and eyelashes or even the lip injections when you know what the dudes are looking at? They're looking at what you're bringing to the table when you're walking at them and how nice it is to see you leave. That's what they're looking at.
Curtis says you don't want a girl with fish lips because she's high maintenance.
He called it
fish lips. But here's the deal. If you're securing a girl with fish lips, do you really want to maintain that anyway? Don't you want to get in and just get out kind of thing?
Which area are you trying to get into?
Wherever.
Oh, really? Really? Okay.
I mean, does it matter? I mean,
well, I think it kind of does.
Not really.
Really?
What? I mean, what?
What are you trying to perform a colonoscopy? Or are you trying to? I'm just asking a question. I mean, there's a big difference between seeing a dental hygienist and seeing a colonoscopy specialist, and or a gynecologist, I guess, if you want to sum up the orifices. But I think it does matter.
It would be a bad look in the event a girl gets these injections in her lips, and next thing you know, you got one part of her lip like up here and then the other part of her lip down there. That would be a bad look. Nobody wants that. And I do think it's a maintenance thing. So it's like you know how you have to get a tune up on your fake boobs every 10 years? Right. I think you got to tune up your lips as well. It's not something
but that Botox stuff doesn't last
forever.
It's
not a one-time thing, yeah.
It only lasts for a certain amount of time, then you're right. You got to keep going back.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called. I just call them a tune-up. Like, you tune up your boobies every 10 hours, yeah, I don't know. 10 years or something like
that.
Yeah,
and I hear you. But again, that's the other thing I don't understand. We're not talking about a fashion trend, or we're talking about, like, press-on eyelashes or press on nails. If you're going to commit on the flip side to the booty or the chest or something like that, don't go to Mexico. This is a corner you don't need to cut.
Agreed.
Don't save money on key aspects of your anatomy. Lips, hips, boobs. Don't. Get the professional to do it correctly, because otherwise the ramifications could be lifelong, and it could be
you could die. You could die.
And you could be embarrassed as hell. Can you imagine walking down the street because your mouth's all jacked up because you had some dude on the street corner do your lips instead of some expert? Why do you think that show Botched exists? Because there's too many guys trying to be surgeons.
I mean, look, I think it's just too tempting. It's just too tempting. And I think the other reason why lips are kind of popular is because I feel like I'm assuming, like, if they get a boob job, that's more invasive as opposed to getting your lips done. It's just an injection. It's easier, I would imagine. It's cheaper. I'm just speculating here. I feel like we need to talk to Holly about this. She's probably the only person that has all the knowledge. I mean, she could talk to us about fake lashes.
Well, we know she's got the tattoo freaking market covered.
You don't like the tattoos?
I've said it over and over again. I'm just not a fan. Oh, so many feminists are shaking their heads right now. I hate to break it to you. It's just, we're just guys talking. That's what we do.
I wouldn't have even read that.
Yeah, I mean, we've got Holly and Pink Valkyrie and Donna and all kinds of females that actually partake in our conversations. So let's just slow down with that right now. I'm just saying, because the other thing is, on the road these days, I'll tell you what happened. I thought someone that was swerving in front of me was doing it with a cell phone, and then I saw it was a female that had eyelashes that went to the windshield. Of course you get tangled up in that web that you weave. It's not a good look, and it can affect people's driver safety. I'm just saying.
I really want to talk to Holly about her eyelashes.
Know what the coincidence is, Nick? Holly really wants to talk to you about it, too, on air.
Did she say that?
No, I just know that.
I bet you she would.
I know she would.
She'd be cool about it.
I don't doubt that.
Okay, well, I mean, I thought that was an interesting thing. I would imagine Feve and Kay had some lip injections, too.
Someone's trying to justify that going south of the border to get surgery like that done. No, if it's not first of all, everything has to be approved and be safe. And the places, I've seen episodes of Botched. I know that these people, that male and female, are going across the borders to other countries to get surgeries done because they're cheaper than the United States. And the procedures that they're using and the safety measures that are in place are not like they are here to make sure that you don't end up with one lip going a different direction or to make sure that your boobs are level.
Look, I don't want to poop on all the medical care around the world, but I'm agreeing with you, Joel. I'm not going out of the United States to get that type of surgery. I'm definitely not doing it to save money. All right? I'm definitely not doing it to save money. The only thing I'm kind of obsessed about is that whole stem cell therapy. And you've told me you have friends that's done it and it's worked. So I might do that in a foreign country, to be honest with you, because there's
the stem cell stuff, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But boob jobs or any invasive stuff like that, no way.
Again, and I get it, because people are commenting, hey, don't knock the lips, okay? I get it.
I'm not. That's Joel.
No, but I'm saying, if done correctly, and if that's something that a female wants to do, so be it. It's better than the fake eyelashes and the fake hair, but at the same time, if not done correctly...
Yeah, just like Kanye's mom. Someone put in the Twitch. That's so true. Kanye's mom. Did Kanye go? What? Kanye's mom go out of town, out of the country to get it done?
I would hope not, because Kanye had enough money to make sure he got the best surgeon in the world.
We looked this up before.
We did. This came up before. I would hope that's not the case, because Kanye's mom, I don't think money would have been an issue. People that are getting these surgeries done don't want to wait till they saved up the money. They want the quick gratification, so they go to Mexico, and that's where bad things happen. Now, there may be trained physicians there too, okay? I'm not saying they're all like that. I'm just saying most people that go to Mexico to get these surgeries done are doing it to save money. And it's not as safe as it would be here. That's all I'm saying. Hey, it's a Friday. It's the kind of things we get into on an FEF Friday, right, Nick?
Of course. I'm not. Yeah, believe me. No, you know I don't care about talking about this.
We've got a select few that want to, you know, do what
they do. I didn't even look at whoever's mad about it. I don't care. I just don't care.
Someone said one of your thick Latinas, Nicholas. No.
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe. You never know.
Okay. We've had a little fun with that. We got a lot more to get to in the second half of the program. That includes you. 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line. Call, text, Twitch, Twitter. Nick, Joel, Press Box, ESPN. Boys, girls, boys, girls, girls.
listening to ESPN 97.5.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
What?
Bro, this doctor that Largo put in the chat,
yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce his name, and I have the
Why don't you give that a go too, Mr.
I have the utmost respect for you, doctor, but I'm just going to give it a try. Dr. Vitanes? But if you go to his website, breast surgery, body plastic surgery, facial plastic surgery, and guess what? Vaginoplasty is the service he provides. As a matter of fact, vaginal rejuvenation in Houston, Texas has recently become very popular with a doctor, and he's performed over 100 of them, or hundreds of vaginoplasty procedures.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Well, if you're, I hope you don't do what you did with the Vegas TV chick. I hope you don't go looking for pictures. That could get you in trouble during work time, but you know, you got a phone. If you got to, you got to. I don't know.
Did you see Floyd's tweet?
Yeah, some people, and again, we like to have fun on Fridays. Floyd decided, not only am I going to check the TV chick out from Vegas, when I said deeper dive, I didn't mean go stalk her sister and find out what she doesn't look like.
Floyd
too.
Doesn't give a damn. He says whatever. I like Floyd, though. He's a good contributor.
He's tiptoeing because he's like, now I could get in trouble for that on a Friday at work. Well,
is your wife on Twitter? Do you have a wife? Maybe that's what it is.
I've met Floyd before.
Have I?
Yes, at road shows. Yep.
Clarence, I think, got in trouble by his wife one time on Twitter during the suspects.
His wife or his cat?
Or maybe it was cat. I thought it was someone that responded to his tweet. I thought it was his wife.
Well, you know, you can train a cat. Okay. So, and you were getting fired up as I was. Like, all of a sudden, people got to make these feminist remarks and everything like that.
I mean, stop. I'm not even looking.
Okay. So, if the feminists want us to change the topic, Nick, would it make them feel better if I talked about beavers in Canada that gnawed through the internet cable and caused a town to lose its internet?
A town?
Uh-huh.
Like an entire city?
Uh-huh.
No.
Uh-huh. And this actually made the TV news this week as well, because that's where I first saw it. A Canadian town found out that a host of beavers gnawed through the internet fiber optic cable and left 900 residents without internet or cell service.
That's an aggressive beaver. An aggressive beaver.
Easy, Nick. We have feminists. Okay? Let's be careful.
Okay.
Now, my question would be, and this is a legit question now. I'm seriously now. I'm not kidding. What did they coat these cables with that caused the beavers to gnaw through them?
You told me this story before.
Yes, I did, because I lived it.
There's some sort of oil, or...
To refresh your memory, not your memories, Nick. I'm refreshing your memories, okay? Because we're trying to keep this very PC. In the last year and a half at my residence, we had multiple automobiles in which the engine cables to the electronics and everything were gnawed through in both of mine and Lisa's vehicles.
Yep.
And when we took them in, we were told that certain motor vehicle manufacturers, when they either grease the cables or coat the cables, have somewhat of a peanut-based substance that greases the cables, and that mice and rats
are attracted to it. Yeah.
And that combined with when they got both of our cars, when it's cold out, they look to get in the near the engine block anyway to stay warm. Then when they smell and are near the cables and they think it may be food, they go and just go to town, and then people are stuck with big bills and cars that don't work.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that. You were not happy about it.
That it happened once was one thing. The fact that it happened twice to two different cars could not have pissed me off more. The only saving grace was insurance covered it.
I was not happy.
Because it got
your car, and then did it get the same car twice?
My car was in the garage, and so the mice had broken into the garage, and that's how they were staying warm, and then they decided to have a field day with the wiring. Lisa's car was in the driveway, and they did it to Lisa's car, too. And I mean, I was like, come on, once, but twice?
Yeah. I mean, so I would have just got a paintball gun. Took care of business that way.
Tumbler Ridge, British Columbia in Canada, noted that they had a complete outage of internet on a Saturday at 4 a.m. They also had no cell phone service for that entire time. And they did locate by tracing the wires and the damage, and I can't make this up, at a nearby dam. It appears that the beavers dug underground alongside the creek to reach the cables, buried in about 3 foot underground, protected by 4.5 inch thick conduit, and gnawed through the whole thing. I mean, if you can gnaw through a log,
I imagine you can gnaw through anything.
As any good beaver can do, they're going to gnaw through some cable, too.
Again, an aggressive beaver, I've been telling you.
This would definitely seem like it fit the bill for that, yes. Mm-hmm. So they did repair the cables eventually, and no beavers were hurt in the process.
Someone in the chat said that's happened to him twice on his truck, too, so he feels your pain.
God, it's awful. And I was even, like, you know, I was even more pissed off until I found out that insurance was going to cover that.
Oh, man, I would have been livid. I would have been way more angry than you are, because it happened twice, and it happened, like, the second time would have made, the first time, that's one thing. The second time would have made me super, super aggravated. So I've been through that before, because customers would come to my dad's shop all the time, and they would want me to, they would have this funky smell and that's coming out of their dashboard, and almost every time it would be like a dead rat or a dead possum or
cats do it in the neighborhood too. They crawl up underneath the underbody of the car to stay warm if they're outdoor cats and it's cold weather.
I used to scare them away and just charge them. I would quote them a very high price because I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't provide that service. I'd be like, that is nasty.
Pete Creighton just chimed in, texted me, said $600 it cost me this year for the exact same thing. He goes, I had never heard of animals chewing through cables and car wires. And then it happened to his neighbor last week. So it is a very frequent thing.
It's a very common thing. I bet you there's a lot of people that can actually relate to that situation. Someone on Twitch said, I've never heard anybody talk about it. It's actually a lot more common than you think.
I'm just telling you how common it is. Patrick Creighton and his neighbor. It's crazy. So I eventually had to get an exterminator who had to set up traps in the yard and in the garage, which was the only thing that was slow. Otherwise, they said they will come back and do it again.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing, because you have to be experienced in that to know how to prevent that again. You know what I mean? Because for the second time that happened, you and Lisa must have felt helpless. Like, how do you get it? And that whole, I would have never guessed the whole coating of the peanut substance that you were talking about. I would have never guessed the car manufacturer
And I had the dealer body shop that was making the repairs, the service department. They were the ones that told me that. I was completely unaware of that. I had no idea that was a possibility. And then the ABC Pest Pool and Lawn people that came to help us with the mice, they said the same thing. I had never heard that before.
Well, hopefully it doesn't happen again.
So we're not feminists. I mean, no, we're not anti-feminists. We just tell the stories as we see them. Now, let's just move on so we don't offend anybody else. There was an inmate, Nick. She was a female. She got 10 years for smuggling a loaded gun in her vagina.
Yeah, I remember talking about this. She, 39, I believe the story's in Missouri.
Yep, Missouri, you're right. Yep. Where'd you talk about it? We didn't talk about it.
No, you and I didn't talk about it. It was me, Dell, and Tyler. So the question we were having.
Yes.
Well, first of all, it's a, revolvers can be pretty small.
Oh, or well, never mind. I'm not going. I'm or, not. I guess I'm big, not going down that road.
Or all big right. for a hoo ha, I guess. But
hoo has can be big. I went down anyway.
But my question was: there's no way she's Friday. Putting the bullets in the
why
in
is
there.
It loaded? What if something happened?
No. But when it was loaded, she had already gone through all this. Like she got through the strip search, she got through the police, and then she got all the way. She made it through to her cell, and then she took the gun and left it with her personal belongings, and it was loaded there. The question is, was it loaded when it was in her hoo-ha?
That's my question. Yeah. It damn well better not be loaded when it was in her...
That, yeah, I'm not taking that risk.
Her Virginia.
Yeah, I'm not doing
no!
that.
No!
But maybe she did, because what are you going to
do? What if you get itchy trigger finger on the way out?
Where would the bullets be, too? Like, how is she going to smuggle in the bullets, though? She might have had to load it up in the gun.
Well, I'm assuming the bullets were in the gun. That's why it was loaded. That's where, and it was all just self-contained in the Virginia.
I think it's a fair assumption. But the story does tell that she got past all the deterrents and the roadblocks to smuggle the gun into the prison. They found the gun in the prison cell loaded with her belongings. She claims she was just holding it for a friend. Regardless, she's an idiot. I figure she could have just put it somewhere else in the prison and not claim. But maybe she was on a long sentence, but now she's getting an additional 10 years in prison. Enjoy that. But.
So one officer gets to find the Las Vegas TV lady naked in the car. The other officer has to find the gun that was in the hoo-ha outside in the cell. I don't know, man. Some people have all the luck. Is that what you're supposed to say? I don't know.
That's crazy. I would never do something like that. I don't know what the motivation or incentive is for that either.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking to do some damage if you're already incarcerated and you're looking to get the loaded gun. That's bad intentions. What are you laughing at now?
Oh, nothing. I was just looking
at
some of the chat and stuff. That's all.
Are you a Mia? See, I remember Josh was. Are you a Mina Kimes fan? Because I'm not.
I think she's pretty and she's cute. I don't think she's incredibly hot, but I think she's really
she's trying to win you over.
Well dressed. Well, because the way she's dressing.
Yep. Laura Rutledge, on the other hand, not doing what she's been doing.
So you're the one that's not nice towards women.
I'm a talent evaluator, Nick. I was a director of broadcasting. My job is to analyze broadcast talent. Sexist or whatever, feminists or.
So you'll give me a scouting report on me.
Yeah, I can help you. Yeah, I'm here to help. Or vegetable oil, someone said. That's the other thing they coat the wires with. Peanut oil and vegetable
oil. Would have never known.
I believe that's true. Yep. Some of your other comments won't be making to the air today, but we're having fun on a Friday. Back with a whole lot more. It's the Press Box ESPN.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, so I was thinking about this. We were getting some feedback. Good feedback. Matter of fact, one really good feedback, Nick, we're going to get to. But before we get to that, we always take it all in stride, right? And then this also gets to when people wonder why I use voices when I read certain things. Okay? So before we get to the good responses, we got a response in the break that says, I'll read it the first time just as it says. Y'all get offended when someone calls y'all's out on the stupid stuff y'all say. Now, if you can't put a voice to that, I don't know what you can do. Because in my mind, I am hearing someone say, Y'all get offended when someone calls y'all out on y'all stupid stuff y'all say. This the same guy that goes home to the wife and says, I bought Laffy Taffy and I didn't think it was funny. I didn't laugh once. What the hell's wrong with you people? 832-687, you're cut off for the rest of the day. You're just.
Is he aggressive?
You're looking for a fight that's.
He's we're just being not aggressive doing. On the text line?
Yes. And so for the rest of the day, just think about your weekend every time you want to text and how great it's going to be and how much fun you're going to have, hopefully. And then it'll be good. Because I don't know what you do and how you talk, but I don't want to know. And I'm not going to judge you. Now, Nick, we did get some good ones. Okay. And I want you to read this. I want you to listen to this. I agree with you guys. Wait for it. I'm a female. I absolutely hate the fake eyelashes and the hair extensions, and I don't find either attractive.
Boom.
I have dreadlocks that are down to my back all the way to my butt, but they are real, not fake, although I get asked all the time if they are real. Love the show, daily listener. We love you, too. How about that?
There you go.
That's quality. That's what I'm talking about. Now, don't you also feel that's offensive as a female if you took the time to nurture and grow your own hair, and then people say, is that real?
No, not because if it's all the way down. I mean, I don't think she'll get offended for people
you
asking.
You said that to Clint Capella one time, did you not?
But I don't think she would get offended. Today. She wouldn't have got offended because it's not normal. It's not common, I should say, to have hair that long. So I can see how people are intrigued and want to ask. You know what I mean? I don't think she gets offended.
Okay.
I mean, maybe she does, but most people don't have hair that long, which is nothing wrong with that. It's just not common. So I can see how people are intrigued because they might like it. They like the look, the aesthetics of it. So I can understand people asking.
Other people asking about the angle it took to get the pistol in. Nope, not touching it.
Doesn't matter.
Nope.
I mean, as far as we went already, does it matter if we talk about the angle? It's a little revolver anyway. Mm-hmm.
Nick on Saturday night sometimes wakes up Sunday morning and they ask the question about the angle that he took.
I don't get that one.
To get his revolver in.
Okay. That was a bad joke and I award you no points.
Oh, well, I tried. All right. So if we get news of the day, here's another interesting and very disturbing story, Nick, from the world of sports. But are you old enough to remember Robbie Alomar?
No, I was talking to Charlie about it.
He is definitely old enough to remember Robbie Alomar.
Said he was a Hall of Famer, and he Indeed. Also told me he was better than Biggio, but not significantly
Ooh,
better than
did
Biggio.
Did he say that?
That's what he told me. He says he wasn't significantly better than Craig Biggio, but he was a little bit better than Biggio. But go ahead, set up the details. It's some bad details for the Blue Jays.
So, I believe Number was retired, and very much the way that the reputation Craig Biggio has from a player perspective in Houston, he had with the Blue Jays, led them to the series, All-Star and Hall of Fame second baseman. Known also as a player that spit in an umpire's face and got suspended for it. But since then, he's made the Hall of Fame, and the Blue Jays, like I said, have honored him and everything else. He was working for Major League Baseball and the Blue Jays now, as a consultant.
And we have to check this. I think he even had, like, either his name or something. It's a part of the fabric of the jersey that's, like, something about him is included in the Blue Jays jersey, and I think they're removing it.
So they've done a lot. They had concourse and all signage and other things that paid homage to him has been removed. And they've taken everything down from the concourse. He had a sexual misconduct allegation in 2014. It's weird that it's taken this long, but Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said in a statement Friday that an independent investigation by an external law firm was made into a baseball industry employee's allegations against him, that being Roberto Alomar. Having reviewed all the available evidence from the now completed investigation, I've concluded that Alomar violated MLB's policies, therefore the termination of his consultant contract and placement on MLB's ineligible list are warranted.
So a woman files a complaint within the walls. It's probably not going to go your way, especially if they're true, if they find them to be true. Even if it wasn't a sexual assault, even if it was just sexual harassment or misconduct, even if it was just verbal, that is not going to be tolerated. And you know what? I might be wrong on this, but I feel like Major League Baseball has more of a zero tolerance to this kind of stuff than the other leagues. I'm not trying to say they're better at it, but there's been times where owners or GMs or whatever the case may be, they'll just fire them without even interviewing. It's a zero tolerance policy. Once something goes public, you're fired.
But I got so many questions because to follow up on the punishment, not only that was Major League Baseball. And by the way, this may explain why Rob Manfred still hasn't opened up and found the Yankees letter. Because if it took him since 2014 and it took an independent investigator to finally get to the bottom of this in 2021, that's too long.
Yeah.
But on top of that, the Blue Jays had retired his number 12. They had a banner honoring him. They had several things throughout their concourses honoring him. All of it's been removed. My question then becomes, especially with Rob Manfred's decision, does he then get, is there any way you can, yeah, you can't pull him
from the Hall of
from
Fame?
The Hall of Fame?
I don't think so. I don't think they do that. I think people who are criminals in the past, I think they stay in the Hall of Fame, if I'm not mistaken. Is O.J. Simpson?
So the Hall of Fame responded and said, at the time in which he was elected to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, he was in good standing.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see them saying that.
His plaque will remain on display in the Hall of Fame in recognition of his accomplishments in the game, and his enshrinement reflects his eligibility and the perspective of the Baseball Writers Association of America voters at that time.
Let me ask you this. If it really was just sexual misconduct and it wasn't anything that was physical or sexual assault, are you okay with the Hall of Fame taking that stance? Because I tend to be okay. It's inexcusable. He lost his job. They don't want nothing to do with him anymore. I mean, how far do you really want to go? If it's assault, I feel like it's a completely different situation.
And I understand what you're saying. Now, I'm not trying to play devil's advocate, but let me just throw a different scenario at you, right? Because you're basically saying, don't judge him on his off the field. Just judge him for what he did on the field, and that's why he's in, right? Because you know where I'm going with this.
Kind of, but yeah.
Then I'm going to Pete Rose. Then Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame as a player.
I'm not mad at that. I've never said that Pete Rose shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
But I just think when you look at, I think it's important to look at every individual case and really see the egregious level and see how morbid or how terrible it was. And I think you have a situation where a woman complained. Now, if they know something that we don't know, and he got physical, I'm okay with removing all that stuff. But
now he came out with a statement today that says, I'm disappointed, surprised, and upset with today's news. With the current social climate, I understand why Major League Baseball has taken the position they have. My hope is that this allegation can be heard in a venue that will allow me to address the accusation directly. I will continue to spend my time helping kids pursue their baseball dreams. I will not be making any further comment at this time.
I mean,
in the world of, if you're going to respond, that's about all you can do.
Yeah,
just put it out there.
Maybe he feels, I don't know if he's trying to make it sound like he feels slighted, I guess, but he said he's not surprised because of the climate. It almost sounds like he's blaming it on the climate as opposed to his actions. I don't know.
But at least he wants the opportunity to defend himself, and then I would welcome that. And
yeah,
then based
fair.
On that outcome, I think he should be okay with whatever they decide.
Agreed 100%. I'm okay with him having a response, but have a response. And don't make it a... But the thing is, a lot of times when they do these responses, man, it's like them addressing the media. No one can challenge it, all right? You're not going to court for this, right? So if you're going to respond, is it going to be a situation where you stand up in front of a podium, in front of a microphone, and you hold a piece of paper in your hand and you're reading a speech for about 10 or 15 minutes and then you walk off? Like, what is your response going to be? Are you going to allow people to field questions and challenge you a little bit? What exactly does that mean? So maybe he does, and maybe, but the thing is, he was so revered over there in Toronto. I mean, he's Hall of Famer, and just that feeling's got to be, and I'm not feeling sorry for him. But when you're a part of an organization that long and you mean that much to an organization, the last thing you want is to get all that stuff removed. But if it's your doing, it's your doing.
Well, I guess my biggest issues, too, in reading this, aside because we don't know the details of the case, is why did it take so long? Why are we still – and why does it take an independent investigation? If you're Major League Baseball and you have the resources that you have allocated to you on a daily basis and for special circumstances – why couldn't you have investigated all of this sometime in the first year at the very longest, or two? But why did it take 7 years? And why are we talking about it in 2021?
My only, I guess, off the top answer is it'd be weird if they conducted the investigation. They probably need a third party, independent, who has no bias in the situation, and maybe that particular company or firm or whatever took.
You
that
can work
long.
With them, Nick, but you can get it done quicker. And at the same time, I wouldn't have hired the guy in the meantime to be a consultant for Major League Baseball, and the team shouldn't have done the same thing.
Who knows? Who knows why it took that long? I mean, look, we were talking about the Deshaun Watson situation and how long it could potentially take. There's literally all attorneys all over Twitter with the blue check and everything. They've said they could be wrong, but they said this could take months. This could take years. You know what I mean? So it's going to be interesting to see if, because I guess Roger Goodell would have to give him the exemption of some sort.
He admitted again last night in being interviewed, Goodell, that they are still actively looking at and investigating Deshaun Watson. And like we've timed,
Lisa Friel is the one that's leading the way there. She's the attorney, and basically her position was created after the Ray Rice situation. When the NFL got all that hate for handling the Ray Rice situation, she literally lobbied. She's the one that created that position. So she's actually going to be interviewing. She's going to be a part of the investigation. And I think she may have done it already, and they said they were going to do it through Zoom. But she's done this for quite some time.
Well, and the thing is as like we've mentioned multiple times when talking about the Deshaun Watson situation, whether he's found guilty of any of this or not, Zeke Elliott wasn't and got 6 games. So you should plan on a 6-game suspension minimum no matter what happens and what shakes out from all these cases and all these suits brought up. And then from there, you have to find out if he, because right now he has no value. Because if he did, he'd have been traded before last night's first round was completed or even started. And because he doesn't, now you have to ask the question, to your point, Nick, of, and what we were just talking about with Major League Baseball, how long will it take to get through all of this stuff? Because it could affect, you only get to be in your prime for so long, and you only get so many years in the league. And you also, we need it from Deshaun's perspective, from a team perspective, got to figure out, can we move on from this? When can we move on from this? And can we find anybody that wants to move on from this that will take him off your hands? You need answers on the other stuff before you can move forward. How long is it going to take?
I don't know. People say it could take months. I had my little prediction. I thought it'd be over already. I said at least by the season starts, and he won't be in a Texan uniform, and he'll probably have to serve some sort of suspension. And I don't think he'll come back just because of this situation. I mean, he's already made it pretty clear that he doesn't want to be a Texan, I feel like.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
So I don't think this situation is going to help them keep him.
Two in the books, one to go. Final hour of the show with some breaking news. If you're an NBA fan and you want to see the best basketball by the best players, that might be taking an uptick very soon, and maybe as early as this evening. So lots of other things to get to in the final 60 minutes. Stay right where you are. It is the Press Box. It is ESPN.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Hi there. We are James and Dan, two thoughts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week, we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.